Welcome to a University of Missouri podcast. The four campuses of the University of Missouri system will embark on the first ever Energy Summit, bringing together the faculty, researchers, businesses, entrepreneurs, venture capitalists, as well as state and federal agencies to explore and showcase the state's cutting-edge energy research. Facing the country's growing energy needs will take more than a quick fix. Researchers, politicians, teachers, entrepreneurs, and everyday citizens will need to come together to usher in the next energy frontier. Gary Forsey, president of the University of Missouri, says the collaboration of minds was the inspiration for the first Missouri Energy Summit.
We serve as a convener in this case. We wanted to be very collaborative across public and private institutions, for that matter. We wanted to bring in the best of any resource that we could for the state. This is showcasing the state of Missouri. It's showcasing education's role in that regard. And at the same time, our researchers on our four campuses will have a chance to showcase their capabilities.
The University of Missouri is a four-campus system. Forsey says that provides a wealth of expertise for tackling the energy challenges of tomorrow.
By nature, with the Show Me State, our research is showcasing the ability to provide practical solutions to a very complicated problem, whether that's finding biomass, clean coal technology, whether it's algae, whether it's our research that's going on at Mizzou, at S&T, at UMSL, at UMKC, all of which play a unique role. There's a lot of wind research going on. There's a lot of biofuel technology going on that has a lot of byproducts that can be very significant forces of change in energy.
Academia cannot do this alone. According to Forsey, the summit will help build bridges between theories and practical applications.
One of the things we're trying to do with this Energy Summit is bring together private partner relationships with university researchers. And I think that that is something that we do very well, but it also is reflective of what has happened with corporations over time, where they have not been able to afford some of the basic research. And so the ability for the universities to fill that void, if you will, I think is a very significant part of this. And for us to show that we are able to be good partners, that we're able to be a resource, I think is a unique opportunity for us to provide that.
Another important role for the university is to prepare the next generation for the challenges of tomorrow.
I think it really is part of our four-point mission of teaching, of research, of service, and economic development. I think it's so important for us to create an environment where the teaching and research go hand in hand, and we are certainly training the next generation workers for whatever those new jobs may be. And I'm reflective of my age group, the late 50s plus group that may have been trained in certain engineering or nuclear engineering. Let's take that one specifically. Well, that workforce will be aging out over time. And how are we preparing the next generation of workers in whatever the energy source, biofuel, synthetic fuels, natural gas alternatives, hydrogen cars, all the things that we're now researching, our ability to then teach and bring those jobs to market, I think would be a very important role for the university to play.
Energy solutions will also need political leadership. Forsey says the university is a vital asset for policymakers at all levels of government, but most importantly, for state lawmakers.
I would want the state, and the federal government for that matter, but certainly the state, to view the university as a key resource. We have so much talent at the faculty and research and staff level, and for the state to view us as a resource, view us as a partner, and view us as someone that will want to help solve complex problems. I think also we can partner with the state on selected investments that we can make, and certainly we have precious resources to do that, but at the same time, we have to have some seed capital, if you will, for taking and supporting our researchers as they develop intellectual property and in some cases may want to commercialize those. And I think we can be, again, a partner with the state in using some additional capital, some dollars to help facilitate that. So we have to put some money against this issue, and the university needs to be prepared to do that. And working with the state, that allows us leverage to match up our collective ideas about this.
Forsey says the next meeting of the minds will take place this fall when the University of Missouri hosts a life science summit in Kansas City.
Like with energy, if you look at the concentration of resources, dollars at the federal level, both in the stimulus as well as dollars that are going into Homeland Security or National Institutes of Health, certainly we've already talked about Department of Energy, it is trying to take some advantage both of our capabilities in showcasing that as well as anticipating additional resources that could be available that could flow through either the private sector or the public sector, meaning the federal government, state government. So again, it's an opportunity for our four campuses to collaborate and showcase our capabilities in areas that we think will be top of mind and frankly, probably more top of mind in the next 3 or 4 years than perhaps they have been in the past 4 or 5 years. I'm collaborating and using the chancellor from Mizzou, Brady Deaton, to chair that summit. Jack Carney, the chancellor at S&T, is chairing the energy summit. So I'm encouraging the collaboration by partnering up the chancellors to do that. And I think with that, we'll be able to attract a lot of attention across the state as well as from around the country.
The first Missouri Energy Summit will include a keynote address from T. Boone Pickens, chairman of BP Capital Management, Dale Klein, chairman of the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission, Missouri Governor Jay Nixon, University of Missouri President Gary Forsey, John Carney, chancellor of Missouri University of Science and Technology, and many more. The summit will be held April 22nd and 23rd in Columbia. I'm Debbie Johnson.